Here are the best softwares to produce music in 2024. We're going to be talking about digital audio workstations, or DAWs for short, and how to choose one to get started. And there are two things we need to talk about. Number one, your options. And number two, how to choose. And make sure to stay until the end for the most important piece of advice that most producers won't tell you. Let's start with number one, your options. In my time producing, I've generally noticed that four DAWs are used by most professional level producers: FL Studio, Ableton Live, Logic Pro, and Pro Tools. There are many more options out there, but if you're just starting out, I would recommend choosing between one of these four. But how do you choose? That brings us to number two, choosing a DAW. It's important to recognize that different DAWs are generally used for different purposes. For instance, I specialize in electronic music, and for EDM, I would recommend sticking to FL Studio, Ableton Live, or Logic Pro. Hip-hop, on the other hand, is most popular with FL Studio, and for professional producers looking to produce other artists, Pro Tools is the industry standard. But how do you actually choose? Now, here is the most important part that most people won't tell you about choosing a DAW, and that is that at the end of the day, all DAWs pretty much do the exact same thing, with some slight variation at the extreme end of things. So most importantly, pick a DAW that feels right for you and that you enjoy, because if you plan on producing music seriously, you're going to be spending a lot of time in your DAW, and it's going to become like a second home. So my two pieces of advice. One, choose off of workflow. Watch a few videos, try a few free trials, and just choose the DAW that you enjoy the most, because remember, you might end up spending thousands of hours in your DAW, so it should be one that you like both visually and practically. And number two, try seeing what your favorite artists use. One of the biggest reasons I recommend sticking with the four DAWs I mentioned earlier is because most producers and tutorials will be using those DAWs. So if you ever want to follow a tutorial on how to make a certain sound, it might be helpful to be using the same DAW. And it also might be worth checking out if your favorite producers upload tutorials and see what DAW they use. That way, if you ever want to learn some new techniques by artists that inspire you, you can follow them along easily. And that's it. Let me know if you have any questions in the comments. And good luck producing.